during one of Lord Kensher's meetings at the border.
With my father?
Yes, with your father and clan. I met a Scottish widow who did not seem bothered by my heritage. In fact, she was fascinated by the fact that we were English.
And?
His bed nymph was mighty impatient. And I believe it is time for us both to get some rest. Good night, lady wife. He turned from her, shifting his concentration to the fire still crackling in the corner of their chamber, trying not to feel the distant warmth of her. He would wait until she had fallen asleep before he had added another log to the fire.
What happened?
Lord save him. I came to know her, and she realized her mistake. Good night.
Came to know her?
There was a hint of genuine interest mixed with something else. She was his wife, and she would eventually come to learn of such things. Lady Cora Maxwell was an innocent, but she was also a married woman. His married woman. He turned towards her and took a deep breath. We stayed at Archibald Castle. Your father had already returned for home, but Richard and I were asked to remain. This particular widow travelled with her uncle and... He stopped. She waited. She expressed an interest in me, as Cora was doing now. She leaned toward him, likely without realizing it. Winning over his wife may be a difficult task, but it would not be an impossible one. If he were a gentleman, he would refuse to continue, but he was her husband, damn it. I took her to my bed, spent the better part of the evening instructing her on the difference between the Scotsman to whom she was accustomed and the Englishman who... He did stop then. His wife should have been insulted, he spoke so openly about another woman. Instead, she looked intrigued. Adam shifted towards her. Cora may not want to consummate their marriage, but he could tell she did want him, and he aimed to prove it. Who was intent on seducing her? He finished. Cora sat as still as a knight being dubbed. She watched him closely, the mistrust in her eyes evident. Shall I show you, Cora?
Have you seduced another woman? I think not.
Nay, my love, how I will seduce you. He traced the outline of her shoulder with his finger and then ran it down the length of her thin chemise. He grazed the soft material gently, careful not to touch her skin. He'd been an idiot. While it was true the woman in his bed was sworn to him for life, she was right. They had only just met. Perhaps she did need time to acclimatise to England, to him. You miss your home, Cora. It was not a question, but Cora answered anyway. She swallowed.
Very much. Our countries are similar in many ways, but they are also very different. My father is a patriot, taught me to love my clan, my country, and I do. It's here. She pointed to her heart.
Something occurred to him. We will see your home again. We can visit as often as possible. You know that, aye? He could tell from her expression she did not. Adam needed to convince her another way. Perhaps she needed to be shown how to respond to the desire she obviously felt for him. He would seduce his own wife. And he would start immediately.